From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Monday that Russia was concerned about the developing situation in Syria and is seeking to normalize it. He spoke during a news conference Monday. He says, we're concerned about the attempts by some participants of the process inside and outside Syria to act regardless of the decisions of the UN Security Council. We want to remove all obstacles standing in the way of achieving everything that has been agreed in relation to Syria normalization. His comments come as the Syrian government and allied forces advance towards Aleppo, pursuing their week-old offensive. Suicide bombers struck two Shiite-majority areas of the Iraqi capital Monday, killing at least 10 people, according to security and medical officials. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. Officials in northern Afghanistan say the Taliban launched a coordinated attack today on Kunduz. Authorities say security forces are pushing back the insurgents. The Taliban said they have captured several checkpoints in Kunduz. Moroccan police have arrested 10 women who allegedly pledged allegiance to the Islamic State jihadist group and planned to carry out suicide bombings across the country, according to authorities Monday. The Interior Ministry says the all-female cell had tried to obtain the chemicals used to make explosives belt and were planning to attack vital installations. Ethiopia began 3 days of national mourning Monday for 52 people killed in a stampede at a religious festival after police clashed with anti-government protesters, according to state-controlled media. Chaos erupted after police charged protesters, firing tear gas, triggering the stampede. This is VOA News. Greek police Monday fired tear gas to control a demonstration by pensioners as they attempted to march to the office of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. They are protesting cutbacks to their benefits that's part of an austerity drive dictated by international lenders. Low voter turnout invalidated Hungary's referendum on European Union refugee quotas, even though citizens voted in support of the government's opposition to any future mandatory EU plan to relocate asylum seekers. The government claimed a sweeping victory, but analysts said that the result was an embarrassing defeat for Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says he's not giving up on peace after Sunday's stunning defeat of a referendum on a treaty with rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as the FARC. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
President Santos told reporters the vote will not deter him from the peace process. Santos said he will not give in and will continue seeking peace until the last minute of his term because that is the best path for his country. FARC leader Rodrigo Londoño, also known as Timochenko, is also refusing to give up on the deal. Voters narrowly rejected the deal 50.2% to 49.7%. Public opinion polls going into Sunday's voting forecast the referendum would pass overwhelmingly, but many no voters were apparently offended that nearly all FARC rebels will avoid prison time for crimes allegedly committed during the uprising. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Hurricane Matthew is moving toward densely populated Jamaica and Haiti, unleashing winds that could destroy homes, down power lines, and cause torrential rains. Landslides and floods are likely. On its current forecast track, Matthew Center will glance past Jamaica today, dumping heavy rains as it makes landfall on Haiti and then head to Cuba. Meteorologists have said it's possible the hurricane will eventually track along or near the U.S. East Coast. Japanese police are investigating the deaths of 46 patients on the same floor of a hospital where a pair of elderly men were fatally poisoned, according to reports Monday. An autopsy on the two men who died at the hospital in Yokohama determined they were caused by a chemical found in a disinfectant, according to the public broadcaster NHK and other media. Yoshinori Ohsumi of Japan Monday won the Nobel Medicine Prize for his work on a process whereby cells eat themselves. It, when disrupted, can cause Parkinson's and diabetes. It's a fundamental process in cell physiology with major implications for human health and disease. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.